Jesus bore that curse. There's no curse left that has the power. No curse. The curse is here, but it doesn't have any power anymore. You don't have to go to God to get the curse off of you. All you have to do is take the name of Jesus and resist the thing and it'll flee. Hallelujah.
I know.
Today, Kenneth shares insights from God's Word about the healing compassion of Jesus. Then, a former Hollywood stuntwoman shares her miraculous testimony of healing after a severe accident. So join us for this faith-building edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Open your Bibles with me to the 118th Psalm, and let's look at the first verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Well, okay, what are we giving thanks for? For He is good. Because His mercy endures forever. If His mercy did not endure forever, this building would be empty this morning. There wouldn't nobody be here. Glory to God. Every one of us would have been doomed if His mercy didn't endure forever. Look at it again. Give thanks unto the Lord. Why, Lord? For He is good because His mercy endures forever. Forever. That same word, mercy, is compassion. Amen. Now then, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're not making enough of this. We're not talking about it enough, about His goodness. And His mercy. He's good. He's good all the time. He don't ever wake up and be not good. But you know why? Because He never sleeps. Amen. Well, I don't ever wake up and He be not good. He's good. He is good. And His mercy endures forever. His compassion, He is full of compassion. Amen. He didn't have to work something up, you know, just on account of you or me. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all of Achaia. Grace be to you and peace. Look at that. Grace be to you and peace be to you. Where from, Paul? From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God. If you're expecting something from God, it's going to be peace. He's now don't expect something bad from Him. Don't expect something hard from Him. Don't expect something that's going to, you know, bend you out of shape somewhere. No, it's going to be peace. If it comes from God, it's going to be peace. If it comes from God, it's going to be good. If it comes from God, it's going to be mercy. If it comes from God, it's going to be compassion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is it, Mr. Paul? Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. I think somebody ought to just praise Him right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Now then, let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Now you can go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you can find scriptures where it said, and Jesus healed them all. Yeah, but this is after Jesus has already been to the cross, already been raised from the dead, and seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. He prayed, the Father did exactly what he said he was going to do, and the Father sent the Holy Spirit just like Jesus said he would. Glory to God. And he said, those that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, he went and he did exactly what he said, and the Holy Ghost is here. Praise God. And we look at those other verses of scripture said, and Jesus healed them all. Yeah, some guy rolled up one side of their mouth and said, but you know, that's when Jesus was here. Yeah, but this isn't. Now, this was in the streets of Jerusalem. Glory to God. Amen. And they were healed. Every one. That's what's going to happen in this meeting between now and Saturday night. The power of God is here to heal everybody that needs healing of any and everything they need healing from. Hallelujah. It's shouting time in the household of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, I enjoy the 9 o'clock Monday morning group. Mm. Hallelujah. All sin. See, sickness and disease is the result of sin. All sin. All sickness. All poverty. All suffering of any kind is the result of satanic hatred of the human race. Amen. All redemption is the result of the great love that God has for all mankind. The result of His goodness, the result of His mercy, the result of His huge heart. Everybody knows this verse, glory to God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why? That they that believe on Him should not perish.
That's right, that's right.
Well, sickness and disease is perishing coming to pass. Amen. It's part of death. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, my dear friend and my brother and my sister, I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is here. His mercy is here. His goodness is here. His Spirit is here. His name is here. His blood is here. His Word is here. And all of His family is here. Glory to God. And healing is here. Praise God. Healing is for everyone. Everyone. Healing is for everyone. Amen. There's no scripture in the Bible, in my opinion, that says that. No scripture that says healing is for everyone greater than Galatians chapter 3 and the 13th verse. So let's turn over there. Let's look at this. Galatians 3, 13. Hallelujah. Well, yes, Lord, I'll do that. Hold your place there. Thank you, Lord. And let's look in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. And we'll read that before we read Galatians 3. Acts chapter 10, verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. What did He preach? Peace. Amen. He is Lord of all. That word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, who went about doing good, who went about doing good. He is good and His mercy endures forever. He is good and His compassion endures forever. He is good and filled with compassion. Hallelujah. He is a compassionate Savior. He is a compassionate healer. Hallelujah. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That settles the question. Sickness and disease is not from God. Jesus was from God. God was with him, going about doing good. Is sickness good?
No.
Is disease some kind of blessing?
No.
There are people that say that it is. But they either don't know or they... Well, I don't want to get into that. That stuff doesn't come from God. What comes from God? Well, there it is right there. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. So sickness and disease is oppression. It's not blessing, it's oppression. From whom? Of the devil. So everybody that Jesus healed was oppressed of the devil. Amen. So that puts the devil in his place. And I'll tell you what, yes, sir, I'll do that too. I'm going over to Galatians there in a minute. I just work here, you know. I do what I'm told. But I do like my job. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus laid it out for us just as plain. In verse 10, the thief cometh not. Who's the thief? Who's the oppressor? Where did sin come from? Where does sickness come from? Where does poverty come from? The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Good. Good. He went about doing good. He's the good shepherd. What does the good shepherd do? He heals the sheep. That's what he does. Glory to God. I don't preach me happy. Glory to God. Well, I was happy before I got here. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Doesn't say nothing about the good shepherd making the sheep sick. I'll tell you what, if a shepherd worked for me and made one of my sheep sick, I'd fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now we can go to Galatians 3. Most are familiar with this scripture, but we're going to get some fresh heaven released insight into these verses. Oh, glory. Verse 13, Christ, whoop, stop, wait a minute. Anointed one, his anointed Messiah, Christ, hath redeemed us. Underline the word redeemed. Make some notes about it. If you're keeping notes, draw pictures around it. Whatever you do in your Bible. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing... So now we're talking about a curse, but now we're talking about a blessing. Well, it's pretty obvious which one I want. Amen. I'm not going for curses. I'm done with that. Okay. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. All right, let me ask you something. If he was made a curse for us, God laid on him the curse of breaking the law. That curse is threefold: spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and debt. The threefold cord of the curse. Amen. The threefold cord of redemption is Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Healer, and Jesus our High Priest Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Who delivered us from poverty and debt. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, think about this a moment. If God laid on him sickness, disease, death, poverty, if God laid on him that curse, it would be a miscarriage of justice if he laid some of it on me or you. I don't want a God like that. Jesus took that curse. Jesus bore that curse. There's no curse left that has the power. No curse. The curse is here, but it doesn't have any power anymore. You don't have to go to God to get the curse off of you. All you have to do is take the name of Jesus and resist the thing and it'll flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg God to have mercy on you. You don't have to beg God for anything. You're his child. You're family. You understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. Healing belongs to you.
It did not enter my mind at all to ever go into the ministry. And so I was completely into my career, and I'm just, you know, chugging along, and he's going to different ministry things. And I would go unless I had a call to go to work, because that was, you know, just my priority. So I had loved Jesus, but I just didn't have my priorities together. And it was February 25th, 1985, that I was supposed to be riding in a 4x4 truck, And at a certain point, my stunt was to press the button, which would make the hood of the vehicle go up in smoke. And then I was to dive out of the vehicle. When I pressed the button and went to dive, it wasn't a smoke bomb. It was a 14-pound naphthalene fire bomb. And so usually if a stunt person's working around fire, you either have on an asbestos suit or fire gel. I had nothing. So my entire face, neck, chest, arms were all burned in second and third degree burns. It completely took off my upper lip. I was knocked out. And when I came to, they told me a helicopter was coming to take me to the Sherman Oaks Burn Center. Who should they call? And I said, call my husband. He needs to start praying for me. And so they got me into the helicopter. And I remember on the way to the burn center having this heart-to-heart and just going, I just kind of saw life. I saw my entire life. I saw that I'd been duped by the devil, you know, that my priorities were not straight, that I had the industry above God, and that there's no amount of money that's worth disobeying God and not following his path. I should have been killed. I knew this hit was to kill me. So now I'm in intensive care, critical condition, being shot full of morphine, having allergic reactions, asking to be taken off the morphine. My dad comes in, he starts crying. My husband, who never cries, comes in. He takes a look at me, he starts crying. So I'm like, okay, this is not good. And he just said, Desiree, and I thank God for this. I thank God for the 2 years we had sitting under the Word, hearing from the Copelands, having them teach us the Word, that Jesus loves us, that he's a good God, that he's a healing God, and that the Word of God is health and healing to all your flesh. And my husband said, this is what we're standing on, Proverbs 4, 20-22. And I had a little cassette player, and they brought it in with all my Kenneth Copeland tapes and Gloria Copeland tapes, and I would hear the Word, and I would meditate on the Word. And what should have been the worst time of my life was the best time. The other thing that we so learned was, you know, what you're saying, not going by what you're feeling. And the nurse wanted me, my lip was all infected, it was starting to grow back, and she wanted me to look in the mirror. And I wasn't going to accept how I looked. I didn't want to identify with how I looked. She said, you need to accept that you're going to be scarred for the rest of your life. I said, no, I'm not going to look. And my husband would bring 8x10 photos and say, Desiree, I want you to look at this. This is what I want you to see. This is how you're going to look. And so I walked out of there 10 days later with it looking like I had a sunburn, with Dr. Grossman saying, Desiree, this is a miracle.
We would read the Word of God to her for 12 hours. Her dad would take a shift, and then I would take a shift, because we were standing on that scripture, the Word of God is health and healing to all your flesh. And we read the Word of God to her. We would quote healing scriptures. And we had been just so blessed to be under Ken and Gloria's ministry and teaching, and we'd begin to quote the Word and confess the Word of God like Ken and Gloria had taught us. And in 10 days, she just walked out of there. And I'm just so thankful.
God's not a respecter of persons. What he's done for us, he'll do for you. And his Word's health and healing. And if you meditate on it, if you think about it.
Faith comes.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
God's Word is your lifeline to a healthier, longer, stronger, and more fulfilled life. Reach out and receive his promise for your healing and start living the life you've dreamed of. The Lifeline Series, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, gives you the tools to stand and believe in faith for the answers you need to get healed and stay well. The plan includes daily readings for the morning and evening, scripture cards, worship music, and teaching videos. Take the medicine of God's Word, so powerful it can cure anything. Follow God's prescription for your healing in the RX brochure. This quick reference list of Bible scriptures will fill your heart with the truth. Realize God's desire is for you to walk in divine health, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Take hold of the total healing and wellness God has for you through faith in His Word. Request your free copy of the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit with RX Healing Brochure today. Learn to stand on God's Word and receive your healing. Take advantage of this free TV offer today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. God's will for you is to live a long and healthy life in freedom. Request your copy today.
You know, as you look through the Word at the healing ministry of Jesus, the thing you're going to see over and over and over is His great compassion for people that were hurting. As a matter of fact, His compassion was so strong and so great that He went to the cross to pay for you and I to be free and to be blessed in our spirit, blessed in our soul, blessed in our body. And Galatians 3:13 says that Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing has redeemed us from the curse. And that curse, of course, included sickness and disease, but it also, now here's an interesting thought, would also include you dying early. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus chose to lay down His life and He did it at a relatively young age in exchange so that you and I could live out a full life, enjoy every blessing that He's made available to us? He said He would satisfy us with long life. If you want somebody to pray for you personally and agree with you for the manifestation of your healing, healing in your body, healing in your mind, healing in your heart, I want you to call us because we have seen thousands of people, and that is not an exaggeration, thousands of people receive their healing, receive miracles just like the one, the testimony that you just saw today. We were partners with them in their miracle. We want to be partners with you in yours as well. So call us, contact us. We've got people who are ready to pray the Word of God with you, to come into agreement with you, stand with you, so that you see what you're believing God to see. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Rejoice and shout out loud, the best is yet to come! The best is yet to come! For God is good, and His mercy endures forever. God is good!
June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. July 30th through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. August 18th through 19th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Columbia Victory Campaign at Coliseo El Salitre in Bogota, Colombia. September 8th to 9th, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at Living Victory Anaheim at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy.